Mitch Langberg, partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm. You can link to him on our Facebook page. Mitch, a constitutional genius of some sort, even though he does lean left. Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing well. Is it true that the reason it's the most highly rated is because when my wife and kids listen, it doubles your listenership?
That may be, Mitch. And also, they have those little ratings meters where we're not allowed to talk about. So,
okay.
You're king of the one-liner. You're like the Don Rickles of the legal field.
Hey, no respect.
By the way, how was July 4th with the Youngings? Everything good?
It was fantastic. We have great friends who throw a great party every year, and it was enjoyable. There was lots of swimming, eating, and watching of fireworks.
Excellent. Now we bored our audience to tears. Shall we get to the legal stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now we're going to go from family values discussion to Octomom. So we're going to talk about why there are two strip clubs. See, I thought that'd be a nice transition, Mitch, talking about families on July 4th to Octomom. Is that natural?
This is good. You know, if you could get her and her family to listen.
Right, all 14 of her kids, and then I'd be set. So Octomom, we're going to talk about why two rival strip clubs are fighting over her stripping services in Florida and the legal implications. Then we're going to talk about, this is interesting, Mitch, and some say, Andy, your show's semi-educational, but how does it impact me? And that's a valid question. The first answer is I really don't care. The second part is once in a while I have a story that does impact you. If you have DirecTV, tonight at midnight, Viacom, who provides 26 different channels to DirecTV, including Nickelodeon, MTV, Comedy Central, BET, CMT, that's a country music channel, which is Mitch's favorite channel, and TV Land, which has that awful show with Betty White on it. You will lose all of those channels at midnight tonight. Unless something happens, Mitch and I will discuss. Then we're going to talk about why school teachers are subject to alcohol tests at random. And then sperm donation will be our second to last story. Does the government have the right to stop two people? A man wants to give sperm to another woman just through in vitro, but not through a middleman. We'll talk about that. And then lastly, Tom Cruise's settlement, speaking about in vitro fertilization. All right, Mitch, should we jump in?
Let's do it.
All right, Octomom, who has, she has 37 kids. And she's living off our tax dollars. She finally wants to go to work, which I appreciate. And there are two strip clubs in Florida. One is Tease Lounge, and the other is the Playhouse South. And they're fighting over her stripping services. She had a contract with Tease Lounge. And she said that the contract was violated because one of the bartenders at Tease Lounge, before she performed, insulted her via text message and Twitter. And then she was going to go to the Playhouse South to perform. And now this is in a legal limbo. Mitch, what's going on with Octomom? Where is she going to strip?
Well, it remains to be seen where she's going to strip, but here's what's going down. She had what we call a personal services contract. So that's a contract like yours is, as opposed to a contract with some guy who serves burgers at the Burger King drive-thru window. That is, it's specific to her. It matters that it's her.
Got it.
And she is, according to the one strip club, Tease, she's in breach of that agreement. They had her exclusive rights for, I think it was 60 days, and she wasn't supposed to perform anywhere within 50 miles for another 90 days.
Wow, so they had her under a stripping exclusivity, is that correct?
That is right. Now, we can't force somebody. You can't go to court and force somebody who has promised to work for you to actually work for you, because that would violate, actually, slavery laws. But,
which, Mitch, according to my, is that the 13th Amendment?
I think you're right.
Oh, look, we all have a gift. Go ahead.
But what you can do is you can get an injunction that prohibits them from working somewhere else when they've promised to work for you.
Got it.
So it's kind of a coercive effort to make them go. So Tease is going to file a motion for an injunction, and the dispute is going to just be whether or not they can just get paid for the damages they've incurred.
What damages will Tease Lounge incur? That maybe they've already sold tickets to Octomom and they have the bragging rights, or is it the sagging rights to her performance?
Well, so she's going to argue, well, even if I'm in breach, all you have to do is add up what it was going to be to have the place sold out, and I'll have to pay you that amount. They're going to argue, no, there's value that's even greater than that. Having you here was going to give us all sorts of publicity and build up our clientele in ways that you could never measure by money, and therefore we're entitled to an injunction. I actually think that unless they breached the contract first, and from the sounds of things, it didn't sound like it, they're probably going to be successful in being able to prevent her from going and working for this other place, at least for 90 days.
Okay, and if they prevent her from going